In an age of Twitter and Facebook, the personal is indisputably public. We read about and see ourselves online throughout the day and night. But will we pay to see our family members and their stories in published books, whether print or digital? Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. From Chicago-based Sourcebooks, a publisher never short on innovation, comes a new twist on ebooks. Put me in the story. The program's success, built on partnership with Sesame Street, Hello Kitty, and other big-name children's media brands, has Jeremy Greenfield wondering whether personalized titles means we'll soon start spelling book with an I. He joins me now from New York City. And Jeremy Greenfield, welcome back to Beyond the Book.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you back with us. Tell people that Jeremy Greenfield is editorial director of Digital Book World and a contributor to Forbes.com, where his essay on this particular issue of the personalization in publishing first appeared. And Jeremy, fill us in. First of all, what are Sourcebooks doing and how successful have they been so far with that?
The company has a new program called Put Me in the Story, where parents, friends, teachers, grandparents can take the image and name of a child and put it into a story with big brands, famous characters. So Sesame Street, Berenstain Bears, Hello Kitty, with others to be added. Now, this kind of personalization isn't exactly new. You parents and et cetera have been able to put their kids into children's storybooks for a while that would be customized and printed out. But what's new here and why Sourcebooks is now, it thinks, having success is that they're associating with very big brands. So the kids are already very familiar with Sesame Street, but now they can be a part of it too. Now, the company wouldn't tell me, you know, how much money it's made off of this or how much it's sold, but it did tell me that it was going to have 25% revenue growth this year, and a lot of that was driven by things like Put Me in the Story, and that the company's projecting another 20% revenue growth next year, or another large revenue growth next year, and 20% of that will be from things like Put Me in the Story. So the company is doubling down on this, and I would assume that that's because it's successful.
Right, and certainly if we're familiar with book publishing, we hear the name Dominique Rocca quite an awful lot. She appears at various conferences around the country, and indeed as part of the Digital Book World Conference, which will be coming up in New York in January. And she really is an innovation evangelist, and she really does believe in trying as many different things as she possibly can to see what works and what doesn't. So you have to credit them at least with being willing to put something out that you know is a very variation, as you say, on an existing model, but one which takes it a step further.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dominique is, of course, the publisher and CEO and the founder of Sourcebooks. And as you know, through the ebook revolution, I think the company has really come into its own and started to grow quite significantly. If I'm not mistaken, it's now above 100 employees, or if not getting close. And that's you know, mid-size for publishing. Book publishing companies tend to be very, very small. And Rocca will be speaking at the Digital Book World Conference in January. And I don't want to preempt her talk, but she's going to be talking about innovation and specifically about failure. You know, of course, most startups, most innovations do fail. And I think that Rocca will be talking about, you know, why that is, how that is, and how publishers should harness failure to their benefit.
Well, publishers, I suppose, are familiar with failure. They, you know, no matter whether in print or digital, they publish a lot of books, and only a few are bestsellers. So that's something that should be, you know, a intriguing subject for that audience there at the Digital Book World Conference. But when it comes to Sourcebooks, they're, as you say, doubling down on this whole notion of personalization. And in April, they acquired a company called Find Me If You Can, and what are they up to, and how is this going to extend further this notion of the personalized book?
So Find Me If You Can is kind of like Where's Waldo, but personalized. And it's just another kind of brand extension of the same idea, these personalized books. The company is also beta testing other kinds of brand extensions. There's a popular series about families, one's called Why a Daughter Needs a Mom, one's called Why a Son Needs a Dad, and there are many variations of these that have sold millions of copies worldwide, and the company is looking at personalizing those. It's also signed a deal with Ann Geddes, the famous photographer who takes pictures of babies as flowers and pots and such, for a personalization project. And all these things are actually already being tested on putmeinthestory.com. So anyone who's listening and is curious and wants to, think of a creative holiday gift or just check it out, they can already check out those things there.
Right, and I can certainly see how appealing this would be to grandparents and to others who are looking for a special gift for that small person in their life, and that would clearly be what's driving the sales of all of this. But there are some skeptics. You spoke to a couple of those, and what was their reaction to the notion that the personalized is going to revolutionize publishing?
That it's a niche. That it's going to, it is small, and it's going to stay very small. And the truth is that, you know, digital innovation has brought a tremendous amount of variety and creativity to the things that we consume that are produced by book publishers. However, when it comes to things that are commercially successful, on the digital side, really, we've only seen one thing, which is straight immersive reading ebooks, novels, narrative nonfiction, things like The Hunger Games and 50 Shades of Grey. So all of that creative stuff, you know, apps and transmedia and different kinds of, books with interactivity and enhanced ebooks, these really haven't taken off commercially. So a lot of these observers, when they look at the industry as a whole, and they look at personalization, which is another wonderful digital innovation, and they see about how large it's going to be relative to the rest of books, I think they very fairly say that it likely will stay niche. If you're sitting in Dominique Rocca's seat, however, as the CEO of Sourcebooks, it doesn't need to take over the industry to be a really successful business. And if you're somebody who is, again, looking for an interesting holiday gift for a child, it doesn't need to be, the thing that everyone's talking about to fulfill that need either.
And certainly what's driving this for Sourcebooks is those partnerships they've managed to forge with Sesame Street, the Berenstain Bears, and Hello Kitty. I wonder, though, whether there's a risk for a brand in putting something like this out there. If suddenly Peanuts becomes licensable and I can have Chris Keneally in there with Linus and Snoopy and Charlie Brown, something happens to the brand, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, you're giving the people control over the brand, and I'm not privy to the licensing deals, but I would be very surprised if there weren't tight controls over there about how the brand can be used. I mean, you can imagine, even in the case of things as wholesome as Sesame Street and Berenstain Bears and Hello Kitty, people abusing and misusing the brand in ways that the brand themselves would not want. You know, for instance, Kindle, Amazon has built something called Kindle Worlds, where it's basically a licensing platform, I'm sure you're very familiar with it, where authors can essentially write fan fiction about some of the properties that Amazon has licensed, and then publish them and sell them on the Amazon platform. Of course, the fan fiction that they write is very, very tightly controlled by Amazon and the brands. These brands don't want Amazon selling basically pornography about their brands, and the vast majority of fan fiction that isn't sold, that is free, is pornographic. So you could imagine that, Sourcebooks and these brands have to be very careful.
Well, indeed they do, but we will turn to you if they trip up and get the news from Jeremy Greenfield. He is the editorial director of Digital Book World, a contributor to Forbes.com, and recently had a report on the personalization in publishing. We've been talking about it with him today on Beyond the Book. And Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Chris. Always a pleasure.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow us on Twitter, find Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at beyondthebook.com. Our engineer is Jeremy Briskey of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.